Make straight the way. Make straight the way. Make straight the way for the Lord. Look, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
A voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Each week at this time, the Oklahoma Catholic Broadcasting Network presents Make Straight the Way, a program of conversation with people who are making a difference in Oklahoma. This is your host, Deacon Larry Sousa of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. Our guest on this afternoon's program is a member of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. She has been married to her husband, John, for 11 years and has 5 children. Our guest is Stephanie Stovall. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Make Straight the Way invites you to tell your story now. Tell us about who you are and where you're from originally.
Okay, sure. So I am from Houston. I have a sister and a brother. We were raised cradle Catholic. I guess you could say that my family, we were dedicated to the faith, but really it was more when it was convenient. And so we would go to Mass on Sundays if we had time, if it was easy and everything. And then definitely left right after communion to get in line for some Shipley donuts.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with that routine. It's kind of what I went through too. But the faith was basically handed down as a family heirloom.
Yes. And it was important, and we prayed every night in, you know, different ways. I remember my mom sitting next to my bed and helping me go through the prayer. But I remember at one point, when I started praying on my own, I would say, hey, God, so I'm talking to you. I'm asking you for this and this and this. And this prayer counts for the rest of the month. So I'll see you next month. And then that was it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any kind of catechetical training? I mean, go to catechism or anything like that?
I remember going to some kind of RE thing, maybe in like sixth grade. And then I told my mom, hey, I really don't like this. She said, try it out a little bit more and then... and then we'll see. And then I don't remember after that. I mean, of course, I had First Communion and all of that. But
sure.
No, it wasn't until I actually did not get confirmed. She was going to put me in confirmation class, and I didn't want to.
You got to the age where you wanted to make your own decision there?
Yes. So backing up a little bit, ninth grade, so in high school, my family moved houses, which moved neighborhoods, moved schools. And so second semester, freshman year of high school, I moved from a high school that was pretty down to earth. I had a boyfriend. I had my friends finally set. And my parents completely ruined my life by yanking me out of that high school.
Now, this is in the same town, though.
Well, it's Houston. So we went from Houston to Katy. It's basically, Houston's so huge. But anyway, so yeah, it was, to me, you know, across way, way, way across town. And I was never going to see my friends anymore and totally ruined my life. And this new high school that I went to, it was brand new and it was where all the rich people lived. And I just knew that I wasn't going to make any friends, and this was just going to be horrible.
Why did your parents decide to move? What was the reason they decided to move?
The neighborhood, just they could tell what's kind of going down, and so they just wanted the best for us, of course. And so
here you've got everything seems to be fitting neatly in your life, and all of a sudden your parents make a decision.
Ruin everything.
It turns everything upside down. Okay.
Yes.
What was going on then with
you? So then at that point, faith really wasn't a big deal. And then once I moved, a couple months in, broke up with my boyfriend, and I wasn't making any friends, and I was in such a depression. I mean, it was really, really bad. I guess you could say that about that point is when I started thinking that God wasn't real. And it took me on a wild ride. There was a time in there where I remember having suicidal thoughts, and I had no hope at all. My parents would try to talk to me. They tried their best, but, I mean, they're my parents. Like, I'm only going to listen to them so much, you know. And I was had some friends, but it just wasn't going well at the school at all. And so then there was one time where I finally made a friend at my new high school, and she took me, she asked me to go to her youth group, some kind of non-denominational.
Now, how old are you at this point?
So this is probably, I think this is second semester of freshman year. Okay. So I don't know, without 14 or something. No, maybe older
15,
than that.
16, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So she invites me to go to youth group, and I said, what the heck? I mean, Christians are supposed to be good people and everything. Maybe this is where I'm going to find my group. So I go with her, and it's the night that she is sharing her testimony. And she goes up there, and I'm just so impressed because this girl is pretty quiet, pretty shy at school. And she's sharing her testimony, and she does great. And she comes down, and she gives me a hug, tells me I'm so happy I'm there. And I'm like, that was amazing. I'm so impressed. And the rest of the night was great. I was meeting so many people, and they were being friendly, and they were asking about me and everything. I just knew, like, this is it. Okay.
When you say youth group, Stephanie, clarify, was it a Catholic church?
No. No. So this was, yeah, some kind of non-denominational,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the next day at school, I remember getting up and being so excited to walk down the hallways and get to say hey to somebody that I knew because I was seeing everybody else, see all their friends and get so excited, and I still didn't have that at this school. And so I thought, this is it. And I'm walking down the hallway, and I see some people that I saw the night before, and I go to say hi, and we make eye contact, and they look the other way. And so crushed, right? Mm-hmm. Totally crushed. And then the same thing would happen when I saw the next. So after a little while of that, I thought, hey, you know what? This wasn't my moment to meet God. This was my moment to say God is not real. This is just a bunch of baloney. If God was real, then these Christians would not be treating me this way. They're acting just like everybody else. So at that point, I officially said, no more God in my life. I don't care about this. It's all fake and for show. And so then I made some new friends. I really wanted to be popular. I wanted to be liked. I just really craved having a lot of friends and just all of that stuff that's really high on the list for teenagers, you know.
So the one bright light was your friend who gave her testimony.
Yes.
But no other bright lights around, right?
Well, so funny you should ask that, because then we go into sophomore year, and at this point I've kind of pushed that friend away a little bit, made some other friends that didn't make the best decisions, and I am, I don't know why, but put into pre-AP World History, which I had no business being in. I hated school, horrible at studying. There's no, except for English. I really loved English, but everything else I never tried or anything. So somehow I'm in this pre-AP class, and there are these two girls that sit at the very front of the classroom. One, her name is Sam, and she is probably the worst person at the school. Total snob. I mean, thinks she is just awesome. And then you have her friend, Lauren Burton, sitting right next to her, and she is the complete opposite. She was just angelic and peace and joy and love. And I always would look at those two and be like, how in the world is Lauren friends with Sam? And I knew that Lauren, I don't even know how, but I knew that Lauren was a Christian. And I remember always looking at Lauren and thinking, if this stuff is real, then that's what being a Christian is Lauren. So anyways, I never really got close to them or anything. But along the way, there was lots of bad decisions with drinking and skipping school, horrible decisions with boys, and then just had the goal of popularity, being liked, having lots of friends, thinking I was really cool, you know. And that was the main goal.
Sure.
And so, I was kind of happy with myself whenever I ran or was making friends with people, you know, in the cool group. And sure, they did some drugs and got drunk a lot, but they were really cool. And so I'm going to hang out with them because I have a little bit of an in. And so I'd, you know, keep trying to make friends with those people. So then I guess it was senior year, I've made a friend with a girl that's pretty involved with her Catholic youth group. And she knows that I don't believe in God. And she's like, that's, you know, cool. Like, that doesn't have to be part of our friendship, but I'm really involved in my youth group, blah, 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 blah. And I got really close to her. Big Catholic family. She has, like, I think she was one of nine and really dedicated to the church. And so I remember it was Labor Day weekend, my senior year. And that Friday night, I was getting together with this friend and some other girls. And we were trying to decide what we were going to do that night when everybody's phones started blowing up. And
what do you mean by that? The phones blowing up?
Oh, sorry. So everyone's phones started ringing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everyone's phones started ringing. And
yeah. I want to remind our listeners that we're talking with Stephanie Stovall from St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Edmond. She's the mother of five children and married to John. Okay, so everybody's phone starts ringing at one time. You're going to have a good time tonight, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yes, all of a sudden, boom. And the story was that one of our classmates had gotten in a wreck and had died. And so everyone was calling each other trying to figure out who is it that died and what's going on and what's the story. Are we sure it was a senior? Maybe it was some people thought it was a junior. And then one of our friends a little bit after all of this kind of chaos, got to my friend's house and said, "You guys, have you heard what happened?" And we're like, "Well, no, we're trying to figure it out." And she goes, "Lauren Burton died." So Lauren Burton was my other light, you know, the angelic, peaceful, joyful girl.
So now that light goes out.
So that light is now been, in my mind, killed by God. And so then I turned to my friend who was in the Catholic youth group and everything, and I said, "Hey, look at this. Like, this is what I'm talking about. If God was real, how would he have let this happen to Lauren Burton of all people?" And she just looked at me and she didn't have an answer. She said, "I don't know, but we just have to believe." And for some reason, as simple as that was, I guess her not right there being like, "I don't know, God is awful," but instead being like, "I don't know, but we have to have faith," kind of opened my heart the teeny, teeny, tiniest bit. And so then that rest of the weekend, because it was a long weekend with it being Labor Day weekend, you know, we spent – we were inseparable, me and this friend from the Catholic group, right? And I had all these questions. I was asking about this and about that, about the church, about God, about faith and everything. And through this all, one of my biggest shocks was – that I really felt bad for Sam. Sam was Lauren Burton's best friend. And I could totally say, yeah. Sam was my number one hated person at that new high school. I just thought she was horrible. And I thought it was just really weird that my heart was completely breaking for her, because at that point I had a best friend and I couldn't imagine how that would be with losing her. And so it's like, that kind of opened my heart a little bit more towards Sam. So then that weekend, we decided to go get her a card and a rose to Sam and just go stop by her house and say, "Hey, we're just thinking of you." So we did that. She wasn't home, so we left it with her mom. And then it was on Lauren Burton's funeral day came. And remember, the church was packed. It was – I had to sit in the overflow room with some of my friends. And it was a beautiful service. She was Episcopalian. Mm-hmm. And the time came for communion. I knew that I wasn't supposed to go up. I didn't know why or what, but I just knew that I wasn't supposed to participate in communion. So as everybody else went up, I was sitting down. I folded my hands, and I just closed my eyes. And I don't even know if I said anything at all. But I did that, and I bowed my head down. And it was like, whoosh, something came over me, just washed over me. And I felt this warmth go all throughout my body. And I had my eyes closed, but I swear I saw like an explosion of sparkles and prettiness all around me. And I couldn't contain the joy that I had in my heart. And I just started bawling. And at that moment, I just realized God is real. Oh, he's real. And I started crying. And my boyfriend at the time was sitting next to me. And he just, you know, starts patting my back. He's like, it's okay. I was like, no, I know it's okay. It's awesome. I'm doing great right now. Like, you don't even know. Because he had no idea. You know, he thought I just lost it because of the Lord. And so then I run into the reception afterwards. And I see this one of my friends, Katie, who's Catholic. And she was a lifeguard with me this summer before, and we'd had lots of God conversations. And I said, Katie, you won't believe it. I believe in God. And she started hugging me and jumping up and down and said, oh, my gosh, I've been praying for you.
Oh, praise God.
And I said, what?
Yeah.
She's like, I've been praying for you. And I couldn't believe that she cared about my faith so much that she was wasting her time praying for me.
Never told you.
Yeah, never told me. No, she never told me. And the deal was already sealed, but that like put the stamp on it, and like that was huge for me.
You know, I'm looking at this with what you're telling me, and I'm seeing something that happened to you when you reached out to Sam. Mm-hmm. You knew that girl was hurting, and that was a moment when you do that. Stephanie, when a person goes out of their way to love someone else in a godly way, God pours grace upon you.
And it's so true.
Yeah, so I'm getting chills thinking about that moment that you just had.
Yes.
Because you knew it was real. There was without a doubt. These sparkles that you said you saw, you mm-hmm. still see them, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anytime with any good God moment.
So tell me, what happens to your life? You become a zombie, a spiritual zombie, or what?
Well, since you just brought up Sam, what's so funny is, so because of Lauren and her faith example, I had my reversion moment, you know, a huge sure. commitment to God completely and truly gave my heart over to God, knew that he was real. Like, let's start telling everybody about this guy.
And nobody was twisting your arm. Nobody called you to an altar call.
No. And so after that, miraculously, Sam and I end up starting this friendship, and she is Catholic, so she is at the youth group that my other friend is going to. And so that was the church that my parents were kind of already taking us to anyway. So I got to know her a little bit more through the youth group. But it was something – I don't even remember.
Isn't
we just
it
had
incredible
this instant connection.
That this was your enemy?
We just had this
– As far as you considered
yes.
her.
Yes. Oh, totally. Yeah. She had no idea who I was. But to me, in my head, I just – could not stand her. Yeah. But we had this instant connection once Lauren died. And I ended up asking her – well, because then I decided that I wanted to be confirmed. And I asked her to be my confirmation sponsor. And – so she ends up being wow. my confirmation sponsor and walking through my first, you know, year of the faith. And, I mean, really, once I had that moment at Lauren's funeral, everything changed. Absolutely everything changed. I had this joy. I call my senior year of high school like my honeymoon with God because nothing else mattered. Like, it was just totally free obsession with this person of Jesus and everything that he was doing in my life. I mean, I knew hardly anybody at that school. And I feel like in 2 weeks, most of the school was my best friend. I mean, I was just meeting people here and there and walking down the halls and, like, just so excited about life. And
how beautiful is that? Stephanie, we're talking with Stephanie Stovall from St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Edmond. Yeah, wow, that's powerful.
Yeah,
the whole environment changed for you.
Everything, every little detail. I jumped into youth group life, and within a month of just going to youth group, I remember the youth minister asking me if I would be interested in leading the youth group. And I was like, you got the wrong person, because you got all these other people over here been so sure. dedicated to this youth group and have been living out the faith for forever, and I'm just a newbie. Like, you don't want me. He's like, well, why don't you take some time to pray about it and then get back to me? It's like, this guy's crazy. And then after this, so then I started praying about it, and I said, you know what? We'll just maybe I could do this. And then God gave me one of the greatest gifts, which was my first moment where scripture actually came to life in my life, because and I wish I could remember the details of how this happened, but he brought me to the book of Jeremiah, and Jeremiah 1:7-8 just spoke to me so much. Do not say you're too young. I got you. I'm here. I'm going to give you the words in your mouth and send you out. So don't you worry. You're not too young.
Yes.
And I said, okay, like this Bible, like living word stuff is real. So through this, I had my first connection with really like knowing the scriptures and being dedicated to Bible reading and everything. And then at the same time, he sent me at the very beginning, you know, of a little mission field. And so starting ever since then, I've been, one of my passions is helping teens get closer to God and get excited about the faith.
I have a question for you. Did you go back to your parents and thank them for moving? Did you ever do that?
I did. It took a while for me to be thankful for that move, but I did. And you know what is so funny, like a little teeny bopper, little detail to add in there, is, you know, how concerned I was with popularity and everything, and that was, like, my number one thing. And then once I became a Christian, it was just, like, whatever. Like, I am who I am. I don't care if people think I'm weird. I'm going to be weird because this is how God made me, and that is awesome, no matter what you guys think, you know? And will you believe that? So senior year, I didn't even care about any of that stuff at all. And at the end of the year, found out that I was up for prom queen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like,
Did you rush to the book of Jeremiah again?
Crazy. It's like, what the heck? Like, this is, nobody knew who I was last year. Like, I could have been dead to everybody. Nobody would even know. And then I end up winning. And I remember when they said my name, and I just thought, wow, God, like, this is really cool and so humbling and so honored, but this does not compare at all to what you have given me. And this is what I'd been wanting. This is
right,
what I'd been wanting. That's what I wanted was
yeah.
the popularity of it, you know, and people liking me. But I remember being up there and, like, they're putting the crown on my head. I'm just like, this is really cool, of course, and, like, you know. But compared to what you have given me this year.
You know, there's a psalm that I'm thinking of right now. If you delight yourself in the Lord your God, he will give you the desires of your heart.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, praise God.
Even the silly ones, I guess.
So all this is happening, and you're lavishing in God's love and realizing it's not coming because of something you did.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of your returning love. And, boy, Stephanie, that's what grace is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you serve God today in a very special way, not just by being a mother and a good wife, but you also author a blog on the internet. Can you tell us about that? You call it Blessed Fruit.
Yes.
This is one way you're sharing your love back to God.
Yes, this is a project that actually my friend Natalie Clevenger, she's had lots of crazy hospital moments where suffering just... She is one of those people that she completely understands the beauty of the Catholic faith and suffering, and she makes the most of it. And so she's had some crazy in the hospital kind of moments. But one of them, it was a really bad situation, and she felt that in the middle of it, she was talking to God and everything, and she just felt him saying, hey, I want you to start a website. And she was like, what? Like, that is not my thing at all. Like, surely that wasn't the voice of God. I'm just delirious, you know, no sleep. And then he said it again. She's like, okay, well, this is not of me, so okay, fine, but you're going to have to tell me what you're even talking about. And so she, you know, her and God, like, wrestled through this whole process and everything. And so she'd gone through some names for a website. And then she said, you know what? This is my last attempt. And if the Blessed Fruit domain isn't available, then, like, sorry, but that's it. And she thought, well, that could be, you know, that's a pretty common thing, especially for Catholic world. So surely this domain isn't going to be open. And it was. So she got stuck writing this blog. And she asked me to come on board and write for it. And it's been such an enormous blessing in my life. So we just write on there our thoughts about God and our faith in our life and raising kids and all of that. So,
yeah, one that I read was noticed was about natural family planning, mm-hmm. and the how you learned the importance of being pro-life. And so God, you're telling God you can't do this, and He's telling you, yes, you can. And then He shows you it happening. This blog, this title you wanted, you were sure it was.
Well, my friend, yeah.
Your friend.
Yes.
But
but well, she said yes. It's all about the yes, right? All about your fiat. So she said yes, and then now we're on this crazy journey of writing this blog and just going off of Mother Angelica and Catholic, her start Catholic Radio and everything, you know. God, just show us the way. We don't know what we're doing, but we're here to give you our yes.
Your blog is called The Blessed Fruit. And how do people access that?
They can find us on Facebook. We are The Blessed Fruit on there. And then also Instagram at The Blessed Fruit. And our website is just www.theblessedfruit.com.
Okay, if you want to find out more about what Stephanie does in her service to God and her love for God, go onto that website and take a look at the blog. You know, something I'm observing about you, whom I didn't know just a half an hour ago, it's not about you. And when it's not about you, when it's about God, miraculous things happen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When you went to Sam that first time, when you knew she was hurting, even though she was your enemy, this wasn't about you, obviously. You turned your attention to the spirit within you that was moving you to compassion.
Yeah, all about the Holy Spirit.
So,
all the Holy Spirit.
Where's your husband on this? I understand your husband attended a Curcio.
Yes, he did. Yes, everyone needs to go to Curcio. It is awesome. If you get invited, say yes.
Yes. Yeah, you might want to blog about that, too.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Send your husband to Curcio.
Yes.
And then you go, too.
Yeah, no, I will tell you, though, that once we gave our yes to God for natural family planning, which was a huge, huge battle, so hard, and then him going through Curcio, like all of that, God has been crazy in our life. Just grace upon grace upon grace. So thank you, Jesus. You're so awesome.
Well, Stephanie Stovall, your testimony is fantastic. I hope you've inspired many people listening out there. By the way, you keep up doing this work and writing for God. And gosh, a fantastic story. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing on Make Straight the Way. You've made my day.
Oh, you've made my day. Thank you so much for having me.
May Almighty God bless you, Stephanie, and your family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in all that you do. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being with us on this edition of the program. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday and Wednesday for another edition of Make Straight the Way.